Hello, and welcome to the inaugural podcast of the Greater Lansing Food Championship. I am Phil Friendy, sports writer with LSJ, and just like I do on Spartan Speak and Prepapalooza, I am the host of this whole thing and just kind of the generator of this idea, I guess, for better or for worse. I gotta admit it, guys. I am very nervous how this is going to go, but I am honored to have you guys on the first podcast here. To my left, is sports storyteller Nate Atkins. Nate, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and don't sell yourself short. I mean, there's nobody in this newsroom I would trust more to pull the strings on this project than you. I mean that in a totally complimentary way, and I'm just honored to be a part of even one of these because I love food, and especially when I don't have to pay for it. So happy to be here.
Yes. A big bonus that the parent company, maybe unbeknownst to them, is footing the bill for the entirety of the food that we're eating here. And we just had a very scrumptious lunch today, which we will talk about here in maybe 10 minutes or so. And to my right is our diversity and inclusion reporter, Crystal Nurse. Crystal, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am full. I'm full with food and I'm full with opinions, so I'm ready to go with this.
This is like really the objective of this. We eat a lot of food and we just want to get our hot takes out there. But I feel like we do have a sense of purpose with this podcast. So kind of take everybody back here a little bit. Back in March of 2020, we came up with what we ended up naming the Greater Lansing Food Championship, and what we wanted to do was pick the best restaurant in Greater Lansing, and we had 64. Restaurants that I think we as a newsroom kind of came to pick. Crystal, I don't believe you were here for that. Nate, you were here for that. And we came with 6-4, and the winner of that ended up being Soup Spoon. So we did not want to review or go back to do the best restaurant. So we kind of wanted to take it a different step further. So what we're going to try to do this year is the best menu item on a Lansing restaurant. So when I say Lansing, like I really mean Lansing, like you had to have a Lansing address. So it was like Lansing and Delta Township. And I think that's probably going to cause some controversy because obviously there is a lot of great places to eat outside of Lansing, you know, both in East Lansing and Okemos, in Grand Ledge and Hazlitt and in Williamston and DeWitt and Holt. Did I cover everybody? And Charlotte.
Yeah, I think you've covered everybody.
Yeah.
But this, I like being a part of this one as opposed to the one that the users did, because this is where we just tell the restaurants, you know, you're part of this, shoot your best shot, blow us away, and if we don't like it, then I guess your best shot was not that good.
Yeah, that's another thing. Nate, coming out firing. We haven't gotten down to the food yet. So this is another thing that we're doing different from 2020 is we let the readers vote for each individual matchup. But instead of doing that this year, what I thought would be fun and certainly inspired people who maybe listen to the podcast, certainly inspired by the Doughboys podcast, if you listen to that. I thought that we would pick who wins each matchup by just having an odd number of people and voting on it ourselves, and the winner just advances to the next round. So this is where we are, and this is how it goes. So they have three ranking systems: recommended, highest rated, and most reviewed. So what I did was I put every single restaurant up to the top 50 in each of those three categories into an Excel spreadsheet, gave them all numbers based on their rankings, averaged them out, and then that's how I picked. Then I whittled that down to 32 restaurants in each of the four categories, which is pizza, Mexican, American, and international. And today we are doing Mexican, and I think our two people here were huge fans of the food that we ate today for the most part.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. There's definitely some clear winners, some clear not winners going on today. So
that's all I meant by saying that they're shooting their shot, is that most of the food was wonderful. But I'm just saying that if we don't like your food, maybe someone else does. But we gave everyone a chance to shoot their best shot, and some of them did blow me away, and not every single one did, though. So.
And then what I did was, once I picked the 32 restaurants, I called each of their 32 restaurants and said, hey, what is your most popular or your signature food item? And they answered, and that's how those things got selected. So I will admit that at first I was giving them the full rundown about us being from the LSJ and to pick your item, but I'm not going to out who they are, but a couple of them literally freaked out. They were just like, I don't know who to pick. I don't know what to do. And I was like, I don't want that. I kind of like the element of surprise, off the cuffness. So before we get started here, actually, I'm going to go through the 32 restaurant bracket here in all four categories. So Let's start in the pizza category, where we've got the one seed, the Cosmos / Zubies, going up against Falsetta's Casanova. The four seed, Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale, going up against number five, Detroit Frankie's. The three seed, Eagle Monk Pub and Brewery, going against the six seed, Corey's Lounge. And the two seed, DeLuca's, going up against the seven seed, Harry's Place. Over in the American category, it'll be the one seed Meat Barbecue versus number eight Midtown Brewing Company, the four seed Good Truckin' Diner versus number five Saddleback Barbecue, the three seed The Creole versus the six seed Capital City Barbecue, and the two seed Soup Spoon going against the seven seed Weston's QP Burger. And in the international category, the one seed Chupli going against the 8 seed Altoos Ethiopian Cuisine, the 4 seed Nola Bistro versus the 5 seed La Cocina Cubana, the 3 seed Zaytoon Mediterranean going against the 6 seed Jose's Cuban Sandwich, and the 2 seed Nang Myanmar going against the 7 seed Sushimoto. Now, you will notice that I have not said the Mexican bracket since we are eating that here, so I wanted to save that for last. So I will rattle through that here real quickly. It is the 1 seed El Oasis versus the 8 seed El Azteco, the 4 seed Pancho's Taquera versus the 5 seed Acapulco Mexican Grill, the 3 seed Taquera El Chaparrito versus the 6 seed Maria's Cuisine, and the 2 seed Pablo's Old Town versus the 7 seed Original Famous Taco. I see my two compatriots laughing over here at Original Famous Taco, and I think they're gonna have some takes about those once we eat those, so I'm sort of excited about that. So are you guys ready? I think I've covered enough of the bases here. Are you guys ready to talk some food here?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we are going to start right off in the 1 versus 8 matchup, which is El Oasis versus El Azteco. So the entrant for El Oasis was their bacon breakfast Frito. And the bacon breakfast Frito, so what I'm going to do is, when for each item I'm going to introduce, I'm going to talk about what the menu says is in those, and so that I can give everybody an idea of what we're talking about when we eat them. So the breakfast burrito is a flour tortilla with beans, tomatoes, cheese, onion, and your choice of meat. And of course, the choice of meat was bacon and egg. And that can also come with a chorizo and egg, steak and egg, ham and egg, and potato and egg. And for El Azteco, we have the blue corn enchiladas, which are a natural Indian blue corn, which gives the tortillas for those enchiladas their deep natural flavor. The filling is a spicy cottage cheese mixture. Let's start with the 8 seed here. Let's start with El Azteco and the blue corn enchiladas. Nate, what was your instant reaction to the enchiladas?
The enchiladas are good. So El Azteco is one of the ones on here that I'm most familiar with because I live pretty close by it, and it's got a wonderful spread of different foods there. So it's interesting that they picked this as kind of the shoot your shot moment when almost everything else on this list is tacos. So it's a little hard to compare in that sense, but I thought it was a solid spread of, everything that was in there, the rice and the beans and the enchiladas. And I'm sure it's a little better when you're there and it's fresh and you're in that vibe in the outdoor setting. So I think we liked that aspect of it compared to some of these other ones, but it was a solid, if unspectacular, dish.
Yeah, that's kind of the weird thing about this. So, we don't have the Doughboys money where we can just, the three of us can just go dine at each of these 8 restaurants at our convenience and, drop all of the money to get to pay for all these and have the time, really, to time and the money to do all this. So we just kind of have to get the items here in the office and we just kind of eat them all at the same time. And that's kind of what we're judging it off. Crystal.
Honestly, I was pleasantly surprised with El Azteco. First off, like looking at it, I didn't know what it was because it did come in a tin can, sort of, not tin can, a tin platter. But diving into it, especially the blue corn tortillas, man, oh man, it was like a great surprise. I was just like, because I actually like eating that than eating the tacos because it's kind of like different. It sets itself apart. And this is their shoot your shot. And I feel like they did shoot their shot well because they were like, everyone else is going to give them tacos. Let's give them their enchiladas. And it was amazing.
It's funny you said that, the first part about the presentation of it, because before you guys got there, I had previously opened up and looked at them like, these don't look like enchiladas. What am I doing here? So I close it. Then I like Googled pictures of enchiladas and I'm just like, these aren't looking the same, right? Am I missing something here? And they were enchiladas. It was just, they were very flat. You didn't get the natural bumps and curves or whatever. So, I mean, it, I think that the enchiladas are designed to look like a mess, but you know, once you actually dove in and ate it, it's just like I thought everything mixed together. Like I'm a big cheese guy because I'm a basic boy who just loves cheese. I thought the cheese on that was great. I liked the blue corn the actual tortilla or whatever was really good. I was surprised how much I liked it, to be honest with you. Any other thoughts about the about that?
Well, it is a good point that they shot their shot with a not taco, because I think everything on here is a taco or a burrito except for two of the eight. So it's just kind of interesting that they chose to do that. But it made them stand out because there are a lot of these restaurants that I would not trust with that dish the way that I would El Azteco. So well done.
What is your El Azteco order? You said you eat there a lot, right?
Oh, I tried pretty much everything on there, but a lot of different, just the different burritos are usually my go-to, but sides like those always kind of put it over the top.
Let's move on to El Oasis. And I said their presentation was the breakfast burrito. We chose the bacon and egg breakfast burrito, and I'm going to go first here. I love bacon. I love eggs. I mean, that doesn't make me different than anybody else, than a lot of people, I guess, but, I was stunned at how much. Maybe I shouldn't be stunned, but I was stunned at how much I loved it. Like as you guys know, I'm not a big tomatoes guy or whatnot, but you know that's part of it as well, and or an onions guy for that matter. And I thought those meshed in perfectly with everything else, and I just really enjoyed it on the whole.
We got Phil Friend to eat vegetables, yeah. And that was a great plan, and we succeeded. So
that might be the strongest compliment to a dish on this entire list, was that Phil enjoyed the mix of vegetables in it. And honestly, I thought that put it over the top, because I mean, you can get a breakfast burrito in a lot of places and you can make them at home and they're, I mean, it's hard to mess that up too much, but this kind of put it to a different level, the actual freshness of those ingredients mixed in with, you know, the eggs and bacon. And I just imagine like if Ron Swanson went up to order this and said, you know, I want all the eggs and bacon you have. And I don't just mean a lot, I mean all of it. This is the kind of thing that they would make for him. They might have to leave the vegetables out, but I think he would even enjoy this kind of a dish.
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves. Oasis is maybe one of, if not the most popular, you know, Mexican joint in Lansing. So they've already got a head start. And I remember when I mentioned to you guys previously that their entry was the breakfast burrito, I think we were a little taken aback that this is what they kind of wanted to put in here. But I, after having ate it, I can see why they did it. I mean, it's a little bit of a mess, but... I like a mess. Sorry, Marie Kondo. I just thought everything meshed together really well, and this was a very strong entrance.
The massiveness of this burrito reminded me of a Chipotle burrito, where it's basically a big baby. So you really can only eat one. You should order one. I was surprised, though, that they did include beans, because I didn't taste any beans in that burrito. I tasted straight up breakfast, which tasted good. It tasted great. But when you said that they had beans in the burrito, I didn't taste one bit of them.
Yeah, I didn't taste the beans either. And that may have been actually why I liked it so much. Although one of our coworkers, Carol Thompson, she had a little bit of it too. And she said the only thing that really stood out to her was the bacon and eggs. She said that kind of overpowered everything else. Did you guys kind of agree with that or no? Or
I don't know how much she mixed in the vegetables with it.
Yeah.
That to me made it a kind of a different thing. It's kind of an interesting matchup though, to put El Oasis with El Azteco, because two completely different shots. I felt like a breakfast burrito is about as safe as you can go. Like, oh, we don't want to mess this up. As good as El Oasis is, I thought they might do something more bold than that, but this worked. It was different than the normal breakfast burrito you get.
Well, as we've talked about before, I just love that we have so many different kinds of things in here, not just in Mexico, but in all the other ones. Like, it's basically just a chaos agent is what's going to happen here. It's not all just, we're not picking the best chicken wing, or not picking the best olive burger, but we're just trying to pick the best menu item. Chicken so we just have a huge mashup of, sorry, I didn't mean to speak over your singing there, Crystal. I apologize. Of everything there. All right, are you guys ready to vote?
Yep.
All right. So how do you guys want us? Do we want to say our winner at the same time, or do you want to do it individually? Do you want to do it individually?
Say our winner at the same time. Let's see who says it all.
All right, we'll just say the restaurant. You don't have to say the food item, all right? I will do it on the count of three. One, two, three.
El Oasis.
Oh, I thought El Oasis was going to sweep. We had an El Azteco there. Wow.
No, I love the surprise of El Azteco. It's just like, is it something that you don't expect? And then like when you eat it, like especially the red sauce, you just cook it in with like, I'm not a cheese person, So having the cheese blend so well with the sauce, with the beans and the rice and everything else that they added on with it, that just adds on to the meal. And like, I totally would buy that meal.
I think it was a tough matchup for El Azteco.
Yeah.
They got kind of jawed by the committee here, I got to say.
take your complaints not to me, but to the Yelp, to the Yelp ratings. Yeah.
The Sagarin rankings of food.
Yeah, that's right. I do think El Azteco beats a couple other places on here that we're going to get later. They just got they got put at the eighth seed, which maybe, like you said, maybe a controversial spot. But you know what? We march on. All right, let's move on to the 4-5 matchup, and that is Pancho's Taqueria versus Acapulco Mexican Grill. Pancho's Taqueria, their entrant was the Burrito Tacos. They are the first of three of the remaining six that had Burrito Tacos, so we got our fill of those today. And then Acapulco Mexican Grill's entrance was the Fajitas Acapulco. I was we talked about things being different. That was very different from the rest of the items. So the fajita Acapulco comes with a corn flour tortilla. I think this was a flour tortilla that we got today, with steak, shrimp, chicken, chorizo, and pineapple.
It has pineapple in it?
Yeah, and it's, so that's what
there is some shrimp in it too.
That's funny you say. It's funny I said shrimp. Steak, shrimp, chicken, chorizo, and pineapple. Although I'm seeing this, I don't remember seeing any pineapple in there. I didn't taste any pineapple. All right. Well, let's start with the 4-seed Pancho's Taqueria and the Burrito Tacos.
There's something in that taco. It reminds me of, there's a spice in there that when you're eating a sweet potato or a pumpkin pie, there's that spice in there. I don't know what that spice is, but I can always taste it when I'm eating this taco. And it was so good. It made the beef taste very different than the other tacos that we had, other beef tacos that we had. And honestly, I was like blown away by how well they used it, because it's a spice that's used for sweet foods or for ham, if you're going to make ham. And the consomme that they had, it was great. It was great. Although, probably to Nate's benefits, they deconstructed their taco to where they've had onions and cilantro on the side. So, Nate, how was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I love Pancho's, and so I'm cool with them separating like that. It puts a little more work into, you know, putting it together, but, you know, it's all part of the experience. And, yeah, that spice is, it's almost like, it's not quite cinnamon, but there's an element that's kind of like that to it, and it... Yeah, what I loved about this, we have three burrito tacos on this menu. This one is the most different because of that. And I thought it made it stand out in a way that, you know, as we go through eight of these, and especially three burrito tacos, something that really stands out and you remember, and you'll always remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that really stood out for me for Pancho's was two things. One was the beef, the shredded, was much better than a different burrito taco that we're going to talk about later. And I loved that they also had the double layer with the tortilla or the shell or whatever, and I just really enjoyed that. I love cheese, so there was a lot of cheese with the Pancho's one, and I really like that. All right, Acapulco Mexico, the fajitas. There was, to their credit, there is a lot that goes into the fajitas Acapulco, which is probably why they consider that their signature item. That comes in the tortillas come separately. The meat parts of it come separately. You know, the steak, shrimp, chicken, and chorizo were all in a separate thing. And then you had like the guacamole and the rice and sour cream and a couple other things that I'm not remembering off the top of my head, all in a different bowl as well. So, I mean, there is some work that comes with putting together these fajitas. But Nate, what did you think of it overall?
Yeah, they certainly didn't jip you on the portions.
No, the portions were huge.
You know, it's kind of like when I order something with pita bread, my complaint's always there's not enough pita bread for how much meat there is. So I felt like that a little bit with the tortillas here, but it's also a compliment just to the portion sizes. So I love fajitas, and I thought they did them pretty well. There's a lot going on there, and it was weird that it feels like we still missed out on the pineapple, which I think could have made it a little bit better.
Yeah, certainly we give it like a little twang there. Yeah.
That's the only thing I had to say is, I mean, it felt there was so much meat, and it was juicy, and it was cheesy. It just felt like there could have been a little bit of a variety there with some kind of either lime or pineapple that I don't know what happened, if that was a one-off or what.
Maybe it was there and we missed it, which is but probably be a worse sign than anything else.
It didn't come through enough for me, though, so that's the only thing. It was pretty good, but it wasn't amazing because of that.
I don't like working for food. If I'm not expecting to work for my food, I get very frustrated, and I had to work for this. Yeah. Like, just alone on the meat servings that they gave us, there was so much going on where I didn't know how to take a bite where I can eat everything and get the full flavor of it, because either the way that they cooked it or the presentation of it, everything just meshed together in one taste. And to that, to me, just it didn't allow me to have an elevated dish. And then I didn't even know until after one of after our editor, Stephanie Angel, came in and put them together. And I was like, oh, so that's not a taco salad sitting on the side. That's actually the fixins for the fajita, because I'm so used to a fajita having just like hot stuff on it. No, they added like more stuff. Like they added the pico de gallo, they added the lettuce, the guac, and the sour cream. I'm just like, I didn't know what that was. I thought maybe that's the stuff for you to use with the tortillas to have it on the side. But just the meat dish itself, it was just a little bit too much for me.
Yeah. In hindsight, I think the best way to go about attacking that dish is kind of making a couple different varieties of them. So maybe you go one that's a little more, you know, steak heavy, one that's got a little more of the shrimp and pico de gallo, and mix and match that way. I don't know that we attacked it that way because it was just kind of a mad rush.
It was.
I have to admit, like, throwing steak, shrimp, and chicken there at the same, all into the same thing, you're like, oh, this is heaven. But it was, like, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it was just a little bit much. And maybe that's also on us, too, for not maybe realizing all of the components and how they were supposed to, just what a terrible thing to say.
I feel like if they would have grilled the items, like they grilled the steak, and they grilled the shrimp, and they grilled the chicken, I feel like that would have had a better taste than if they, what looked like they were pan searing it. So I feel like if they actually like grilled it and just grilled everything just straight up and had the nice grill marks and have like a little bit of burnt taste on them, that would definitely make it like a lot better, but also separate it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did get mixed together a little bit more than I wanted, which is also kind of how I felt about the El Azteco dish. Maybe the transit of driving it here was a little bit a part of that, but that was a little disappointing.
Yeah. That's just all the trying to collaborate 8 different menu items each day into the same thing is a little tougher than expected.
So it's probably just one of those that's probably better at the restaurant than trying to deliver it somewhere.
We're going to vote for Ponchos or Acapulco. You guys ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ponchos.
Yep, Ponchos easily advances into the Sweet 16. Congratulations. All right. The 3 versus 6 seed is a Birria Taco face-off between Taqueria El Chaparrito and Maria's Cuisine. So we had a little bit of an unfortunate break from El Chaparrito. I had ordered it to be delivered at 1 p.m., which is when we were going to eat. It came at 11:47, so that's not what you want at all when it comes. And I feel like it might be punished here a little bit, but we'll find out. And Maria's Cuisine was also the last thing that we received. It was the freshest of the food items, and we'll see if any of that plays a factor in our decision making. Let's start with Taqueria El Chaparrito. Nate, what'd you think of their taco, of the Birria tacos?
Yeah, I definitely felt a little less freshness with this one than the Maria's one. So maybe that was a timing thing that was a little unfair to compare. But I mean, this was solid. Birria tacos are such a classic combination with, you know, all the onions and cilantro you put on it, the dipping, and just the uniqueness of that taco compared to every generic taco you get. So it's hard to mess up. It was good, but I didn't think it was as good as the other two Birria tacos that both stand out in their own way.
Yeah. But before we move on here, in case we don't get a chance to talk about this, let's talk about your Mexican food expertise here. I understand that you've received some honors when you lived in Chicago.
I don't know if it's much expertise or if it's just investment, but yeah, I won a award back in, I think it was 2015 when I was living in Chicago, and it was for the most loyal customer at a taco shop that was right around the corner from me. And I found it one day when I moved there, and I was like, this place is incredible. They just, everything, the tacos, the burritos, everything you could order there was cheap and incredible and huge portions. And little do I know, it gets to the end of the year, I think almost at New Year's Eve, maybe even on New Year's Eve, they just come out with like a Mexican champagne and give it to me and say, I'm the most loyal customer of the year. And
this restaurant was named the best.
Orbitz later named it the best taco in all of Illinois. Yeah. This shop that has two locations in Chicago that I know of. And the best part of it is I ended up moving from Chicago. That's when I moved to Columbus just briefly. I got back there a month later for something else, and they had moved the location. So my presence leaving impacted the business decisions, and they had to move to a different neighborhood. So...
So you were named the most loyal customer of a restaurant that was named that the one outlet gave the best tacos in Illinois. So yeah, there you go.
That may be impacting some of my wowness or lack of wowness with some of these. But those were not burrito tacos, so at least it's a little different than this. And I actually have not had burrito tacos really until I came to Lansing. They became kind of a big thing. I don't know when that was, earlier this year.
I love that segue, because I was just going to mention that Crystal over here wrote an article earlier this year about the rise of the burrito taco. So I think you have a little more insight into this than all of us. So what is it about the burrito taco that just makes it so fascinating for everybody?
The taste. Going out to restaurants and also trying their consomme, which when I went to a different restaurant earlier this year for the burrito tacos, I saved the consomme and I had it with ramen. And it's amazing. It's delicious. And then the variety of ways that restaurants make their burrito tacos is just so fascinating. The thing is, like, here, opposed to in Mexico, the burrito tacos that we'll get here in Lansing won't be the ones that we get in Mexico, because Mexico, they use goat. And goat is not very cost-saving of a thing to get when you're operating a restaurant. So they go with beef. Shredded beef. Well, they try to.
It works out pretty well.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Today was the first day I've ever had burrito tacos, and I loved two of the three that we had here. So that's kind of.
So what was the other one?
Which one? The one that didn't really.
Yeah.
That's Tucker. The one we were.
Taqueria.
Taqueria El Chaparrito. The thing about it was, it was just okay. The tortilla was okay, even though. It was a little delayed for us to get to eat it. It still felt a little overdone when I was eating it. I don't know if you guys felt the same way. And I was just like, I mean, the flavor was okay. I mean, it's hard to, I think we're learning kind of hard to screw up burrito, totally screw up burrito tacos. But I thought it was just a little overdone compared to the other two.
Yeah, with Taqueria especially, I feel like they didn't shred their beef enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I got chunks of beef in several tacos. And that was just, I was already annoyed because, like, you want to have a nice healthy balance of beef to taco to cheese. And this one is just chunk beef, whereas the others, shredded beef. And the shredded beef was just, that's what makes a burrito taco so good, because it's shredded and it's easy to eat. It's not light, but it's easy to eat.
Yeah. It also just kind of felt like the shell felt almost a little overdone, is probably the word, almost like it had already been heated back up, when I know that was not the case.
Yeah.
So between the shell and the meat, I think it lacked compared to both of the other two.
Yeah, and let's talk about the last of the ones and its opponent in this one, Maria's Cuisine. This was probably my favorite of them, at least in the first round here. I loved the shell. The shell tasted perfect. Now, for a cheese component, I would probably give it to Poncho's, but when you combine Maria's was like perfect crisp, perfect texture, and the beef was great, and then the consomme was really good. I just loved everything about the Maria's.
I cannot say anything more about Maria's, because Maria's is just like, I just love it. I love it so much. Like, I love the fact that they actually, they toast their tortillas. They toast it with consomme, too. So when they're making the tacos, they're making the burrito, they pour a little bit of the consomme on there and let it cook for a bit, then throw the cheese, then throw the onions, then throw the beef. And it's just like they slap it all together, and the consomme, oh my God, it's just so good.
And the way it stays together is incredible, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Like, these are easy tacos to have just kind of become a complete mess, and this is so sturdy. The shell, I think, puts this one completely over the top. It's so sturdy, and yet it's not sturdy because it was like taken out of a box. It's like they put so much into this, into mm-hmm. the preparation of that shell to make it over the top. I mean, the only things that I can quibble with this are so incredibly minor. They could have more lime in there, for one thing. They had like two very tiny limes that I think are kind of a nice part of it. But that taco didn't need a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I think we got a winner here, but we'll go ahead and just name it here. 3, 2, 1.
Maria's
Cuisine. 3-0 sweep. All right. On to our final matchup here in the first round. It is Pablo's Old Town versus Original Famous Taco. So Pablo's.
This is the 4-5?
Yeah, this is the 2. This is the 2-7. Yeah, 4-5 was Pancho's and Acapulco. So Pablo's entrance was the La Torta, made with fresh homemade bread, which you could definitely tell, and we'll get to that later, filled with beans, Mexican shredded cheese, tomato, onion, avocado, jalapeno, and your choice of meat or veggies. This is 7 seed, Original Famous Taco. What we got from there was their famous taco. It is an interesting... I want to talk a little bit about Famous Taco here for a second. They're one of the... They've been around forever. I mean, they're one of the most popular... At least for a long time, they were one of the most popular taco places in Lansing. At one point, they had 6 locations here in Lansing. It was founded in 1968 by Frank De La Cruz Sr. It's pretty interesting that they had failed restaurants in a couple other cities before striking gold in Lansing. And there were two down at one time. There were 2 downtown near our offices here. I mean, this is going back probably the 70s or 80s, and maybe even the 90s at one point. But I mean, this is a place that everyone knows. And I don't think that's gonna anything I just said is gonna sway you guys here about what we're gonna talk about when we talk about their famous taco, which is what we had. But let's start with the famous taco. What did you, I will go first? I will say that I liked the shell. I thought it was okay. It tasted fine overall, but I mean when you compare it to the rest of the menu, the rest of the items here, it's gonna be tough to stack up. I think
I'm not sure how to say this lightly, so I will say it. It was not a great dish. I don't know why it's famous, but that dish, it reminds me of Taco Bell. But that's not a good thing, because when I think of Taco Bell, I think of something that where I'm wasted or I'm coming off of a long night drinking. I have someone driving me and they're getting me whatever garbage that I mumble over to them. And I eat it because it's a drunk food that I want. This is not something that I would wake up in the morning and think, hey, I'm going to order Famous Taco later on tonight for dinner. It just wasn't it. The beef, it wasn't seasoned well. Like, I felt like the beef was just cooked, and then they threw everything else in there. Like, I needed more taste from the beef, and it tasted like a white American taco, which means you're going to put beef, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes. You're going to put some sour cream on top and then salsa and call that a Mexican taco, even though it's not a Mexican taco. So it's just like it didn't sell for me.
Yeah, you stole. I had forgotten to explain what was in it, but you just explained everything that was in it right there. So I know you hated the sauces. You did not like the sauce as well, because it came with a side of nachos as well.
That salsa was not salsa. It tasted to me like tomato soup, and I don't like tasting tomato soup when I'm prepared to taste salsa. Salsa is supposed to be nice and chunky, and this was very soupy, like very, very soupy. Like immediately before I even like ate anything from there, I smelled the salsa, and I'm like, why do I smell tomato soup? So that immediately struck out for me, and then just eating the taco, I can only really take one bite from it before I just couldn't do it, because to me, it just wasn't good.
This kind of feels like a place that maybe parents take their kids and the kids like it a lot, and that's what makes it famous. It's kind of like what Taco Bell is too. I mean, you love Taco Bell when you're 6 years old, and then when you're, you know, 26 years old, it is kind of more of a drunk food type or fast food experience. So that's kind of how this felt to me. I wasn't bothered by it necessarily, but definitely the meat did not stand up to any other meat that we had. It felt like something that you just kind of threw in a pan for 6 minutes and then threw in the taco. Felt like something one of us could have made decently well. I could see how they make a lot of these, and if you want to just order a bunch of them and be quick about stuff, it can work. But the salsa was definitely the most disappointing part of it, because I mean there are thinner salsas that's kind of restaurant style salsa that's not a problem, but this had like nothing. This had like no texture to it at all, and absolutely no spice. And spice is where you get flavor. So again, it's the type of stuff that adults like that maybe kids are a little less into. So I can see why this works for a family. It did not work for me.
Yeah, I love the takes. They are flying. All right, well, let's talk about the La Torta from Pablo's. As I mentioned when I was describing it, I thought the bread was great. There was no dipping sauce that came with it, but if there had been, that bread was like the perfect bread to use to dip everything into. And I love the addition of the avocado to it. They just kind of gave it a little different taste to it, a little different texture, and overall, just a winning sandwich. There's a reason it's the 2-seed.
It was definitely refreshing. Like, that's the immediate thought that I got when I ate it, was that even though the bread is thick, but when you have the jalapeno and you have the avocado added in, which no one else had, eating that was very refreshing. And like, it was so light too. So I enjoyed eating it, and the meat was just so good and tender that like, I would definitely order it again. And like, it's a big meal. That's a very big dish. And I'm not an avocado fan. I will only eat it if it's in sushi. So to have it in this dish, it just tasted so good. And honestly, it's pretty easy to beat Famous Taco, but this beat Famous Taco.
Yeah,
I absolutely love avocado, especially on sandwiches. So I thought that was a great touch. It was almost a little, I dare say, too much avocado, because it was almost a little clumsy. This is definitely a better sandwich to just eat. You know, you order one for yourself and eat it. It was a little hard to share it once you started cutting it, and things just kind of went all over the place.
Right.
So I love the bread, and I just think it's interesting that, again, this is the only torta on this list. They could have, you know, everyone else is doing tacos and even some enchiladas and stuff, but this one went torta. That's usually kind of a little more of an obscure dish at some of these places, mm-hmm. but clearly they're proud of their bread and how they do it, and I can see why.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we have, like, what, 5 people here that ate the torta? So,
yeah. And one of our photographers, Matthew Day Smith, came in and said his favorite thing from Pablo's was just the Mexican tacos, right, was his preference. So, I mean, everyone's got their own little thing. Well, let's make this a formality here. Pablo's versus Famous Taco. 3, 2, 1.
Pablo's.
All right. We had three clean sweeps, except for the 1-8 game where LS Tech may have been unfairly seeded as an 8 seed. And
it's below Famous Taco, so it was unfairly seeded.
Yeah. That's fair.
How do you rate the enchiladas worse than Famous Taco's Famous Taco?
Well, I picked the seeds before I knew what the foods were going to be for each of them. So I never had Famous Taco before. So I didn't know what their tacos were going to be like. So don't yell at me, Crystal. Do you guys have any, maybe outside of what we ate today, any thoughts on these restaurants? Maybe what you'd like to get from those spots?
Obviously, I'm swayed with Maria's, because I can now reveal it after we've already voted on it. That was the place that I went and had my birria tacos from. And the two owners, Maria and her son, Kevin, they are the sweetest people ever. Like, this may be me trying to say support them, but try them.
Yeah, you're going to be there's a theme here that this is one of many of these restaurants, not just in the Mexican, but throughout the entire thing. This food truck that, just like El Oasis, that produces just great, perfect Mexican food.
I just think the variety here is kind of interesting, because you got a couple of those Maria's and El Oasis that are just food trucks. So they're built obviously on the food itself. And then there's some others like LS Tico, that's more of a spot you go and hang out for a couple hours and order some margaritas. And then there's some of these that are just very quick in and out type places. Pablo's kind of felt that way, maybe more of a lunch spot than a dinner spot. So just a lot of variety. And I think that'll impact it here, because we're just judging the food and how it is to take it away from the restaurant and share. And you know, some of these are more strong in their own environment. So I think that definitely favors the food truck ones a little bit more to what we're doing. But yeah. It was interesting to try them all, though.
Yeah, I will say that a lot of the ones we picked advance are newer ones. And I want to circle back on El Oasis. While, yes, the food we got today was from the food truck on Michigan, they do have a couple. They do, do have two brick and mortar stores, one in Hazlitt and one on Pennsylvania. So like I was talking about the openings, El Oasis has been around since 2005. Pablo's 2005. Taquera El Chaparrito 2018, Poncho's 2019, Acapulco 2018, Maria's 2015, and then Original Famous Taco 1968, and LS Taco 1976. So, I mean, those are two institutions that we just decided that we were going to not advance to the second round. So,
well, you guys chose not to advance LS Taco. Let's put the record straight.
I say the Sagarin rankings did. They should have been.
Sorry. There's no good way to rank them. Perhaps I should not have put them where they did, but that's another story.
Phil, this is what we want, discussion.
Yeah, no, it's chaos. Chaos is a ladder.
Listen, chaotic evil is always good evil.
All right. Any final thoughts here before we wrap up?
No.
Tacos are great. Loved them. All right. I'm ready for a nap.
All right. We'll go start with you, Nate. Nate, where can we find you out in the world?
You can follow me on Twitter at @NateAdkins_. And yeah, that's the place.
Crystal.
You can find me on Twitter at Crystal R Nurse on Twitter. Got the nice blue check, so you know it's me.
I have the nice blue check mark as well. You can find me on Twitter at @Phil_friend. And you can follow us at LSJ News on Twitter. We're Lansing State Journal on Facebook, LSJ News on Twitter, LSJ News on Instagram. That's what I meant to say. I said LSJ News on Twitter twice. I meant to say Instagram. And I'll just throw Lansing State Journal Sports on Instagram as well, just for fun, since we have two sports writers in the room. If you guys want to talk with us, please use the hashtag LSJ Eats to generate the conversation. We'll see if we can get that going. And
let us know what we're missing about the famous taco. The loyalists need to come out.
Please tell us what we're missing about famous taco, because we got to know. And if you know how to get a Mr. Taco to us, tell us.
Oh, we will
all rate Mr. Taco.
They got gypped.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'll spoil it, I guess. I'm pretty certain we're going to do a bonus episode specifically on Mr. Taco. So we got to get those downloads up. You know,
that deserves its own episode.
That's the way to do it. Exactly. All right. Thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys for listening. And I hope you guys come back for the second episode.